Good morning. Are you guys tired a little bit? Stand up. Stand up, stand up. Everybody stand up, stand up. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Stand up, stand up. This guy in the gray got it. All right, sit down, sit down. Good morning, Brother Cody. How we doing? We've been, it's already been some good preaching. Would you guys agree with that? Amen. It's been good to be here. And man, I'm excited just about being a part of this meeting. Last year was, I've been coming to youth rallies here at this church for a lot of years. But last year was the first year that that I've been able to preach it. And I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited just to be one of the preacher boys on this stage this morning and being able to preach for you guys. And so I'm going to be a help. Now look, my wife just looked at me. Miss Trisha looked at me and she said, everyone's hungry. Who's hungry here this morning? Who didn't get breakfast? Grab yourself a booger. That's why God gave you a nose. You're good. This is a youth meeting. We can talk like this, youth pastor. I'd be a little bit looser, Brother Cody. You know what I mean? So, listen, don't go to sleep on me this morning. I'm going to watch the time. What's for lunch? What's for lunch? They forgot lunch. Go ahead and grab that booger. No, we will have lunch afterwards, all right? I promise you. But you stay with me this morning. And I do believe this much is that, yes, our flesh gets weary. Our flesh does. And so I know that you're tired, but I do want you to stay with me. Let me say this. This will wake you up. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Let me say that one more time. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we had our youth rally down in North Carolina at Numana last week. And by the time Saturday rolls around, you know, you are just tired. And I do understand that. We got more church tonight. And I'm looking forward to church even tomorrow. We're going to take off tomorrow afternoon. I'm very, very excited about what the Lord's going to do. I saw the police walk in here. I turned to my wife and said, they finally found you, babe. She'd been running that mobile meth lab around North Carolina. Makes good money. Pays for the babies. But I thought, it's all over now. So I kissed her goodbye, and apparently they're looking for somebody else. So praise the Lord. I do love you, church, and I'm excited about preaching for you today.
Amen.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I miss Brother George. I miss him being here, I'll be honest with you. I miss his presence. And I'm not trying to upset Sister April, Aunt Bud as we call her in our house. And that's not because of the kind of beer she drinks or anything like that. But we call her Aunt Bud at our house. But we sure love her. And you know, I've been looking at this behind me where it says, I am over here. And you know what, young people, if he was here this morning and for the last year, he's been in glory, and it's been good for him. Do you know what he'd say? He'd look at I am, and he'd say this. He'd say this. He is. Let me say that again. Listen, Brother George, if he could stand up here today in the last year that he spent in glory, Brother George would say, I always read about I am, but I want you to know I've experienced for the last year just who he is. And he'd say, I know him as I am, but yes, I know him as he is. I want you to know God's been good, and this meeting, it's been good. I've only been here since last night. We drove in yesterday, but I miss Brother George, and I want you to know it's just to see you soon with him. We will see him in glory. I'm excited about that. Hey, listen, we will see Brother George again one day. And the glory that we had in this meeting last year, we're going to have it again with him, but we'll be facing no more glass darkly at that point. If I listen to me, teenagers, no more glass darkly at that point. It'll be face to face. And Brother George will stand there with us with Jesus and say, look, as soon as I stepped into glory, he was exactly who he said he was. Let's hang in there. Let's keep going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to preach for a couple of minutes and I will go quick. Matthew chapter 26. Matt, when Michael Shane got up here, he said Matthew chapter 16. I thought, if he says 26, I'll get up there and kick him in the shin. Go fish in another pond, brother. Not that chapter, all right? Amen. All right, here we go. Just a couple of minutes here. You stay with me, and I want to give you my thought, okay? And then we will get out. We'll have a good time this afternoon and get back here for tonight. And here's what it says. Matthew chapter 26, look at verse 14. It said, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me, and I will deliver him, who's that him? Jesus. And I will deliver him unto you. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Look at that half of that verse again. And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. They came to an agreement. They came to maybe also an unwritten contract there, and they decided for 30 pieces of silver, Judas had decided that he would sell out Jesus. Look at the next verse. And from that time, and from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Never has there ever been a day and age that I, in my life, 38 years old, that I have seen that teenagers, you have such opportunity to sell out Jesus. Stay with it. Don't go to sleep on me. I'll make you stand up. I'll make you come up here and eat a booger. How's that sound? Don't go to sleep on me this morning. But you know what? Today's day and age, you have such opportunity as a teenager to sell out Jesus Christ. There's been such a foundation laid in your life. I grew up in church. I know what it was to be in that Sunday school class. I know what it was to be in that 11 o'clock service and in that evening Sunday night service and that Wednesday night service and youth functions. And listen to me. I know that God built a foundation in my life. But I also know, Brother Cody, that the devil was trying to come by and saying, what's your price? Look here, young people. The devil would come by and just say, what's your price? I'll find it. I'll find out what his teenagers. I'm going to look at you this morning. I'm going to ask you this. What's your price? Hey, what's it going to take for you to sell out Jesus Christ? For Judas here was 30 pieces of silver. And I want you to know that the devil is so keen. He's been tripping up Christians, breaking their testimonies, coming after them with exactly what they wanted for years. We are, look here, adults, we are no exception. We wake up playing around with this world like it's no big deal. We play with sin like it's no big deal. Hey, listen, we're messing around with stuff. We're looking at stuff. We're hanging around with stuff that we shouldn't be anywhere near. And I want you to know, teenagers, listen to me tonight. This morning. I got very few hours of sleep last night, all right? But this morning, you know what? The devil would look at you and say, I'll figure out just what your price is. Do you know what? And it's not all the time. Look, it's not all the time that it's just those sinful things. My iPad has about 16%. I think the baby got onto it. So I'm going to run very quick this morning, all right? Let me first of all tell you a couple of things. I looked at it. I thought, Lord, you already messed with me, so I'm going to have to rely on you this morning. So help me here. All right, first thing is this. I want you to understand this. So many young people are selling out. And I know that a lot of times that it may just not be that sin that the devil brings you to life. First thing is this, is a lot of us, we just have misunderstandings. We do not understand the severity of what we're messing around with. We don't understand it. We just recently in our town, we had some young people, just young adults around my age. I know that may not seem young to you. It still seems young to me. But we had some young adults that for so many years had been getting involved in some things, and they got in heavier and heavier. And suddenly that mama with her children, the police came in and arrested her. She most likely will miss out on the next 20 years of her baby's lives. When she was 19 years old, she married a preacher boy. Got unhappy, got away from him, and ended up in a disaster. Look here. She thought, look here, teenagers. She thought that it was going to turn out differently. Look here. She misunderstood. Teenagers, if you are messing around with sin in your life, you are misunderstanding something, it ain't going to turn out the way that you thought it was. Hey, look here. It never does. Not like this. Look here. Not like you're going to be the exception.
That's right.
You're not. I've never met the exception to this rule when it comes to sin. And you are misunderstanding what is going on here. Well, I just thought you thought wrong, and we have the promises of the Word of God. Lean not into thy what? Own understanding. You're off track, bud. You're off track. Parents, look here. You're off track. Well, I just thought I would be able to keep that relationship with my kids. That's why I had that affair. And I thought it would all turn out just fine. No.
That's right.
That's not the case. You misunderstood that. And the devil just says this. See, I made you, I made you believe that that's what it was, but all it was your price. Yes, sir. That's what it cost you. And you just thought that it would be better. Here's the deal. I know we talk about social media so much, and I ain't backing off today because it's deceiving so many of you young people. Yeah. Yeah. Look here, I ain't backing off today because it's deceiving so many of us adults.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
right. And you look at those pictures that Brother David was just talking about, and you see those pictures, and they're so happy in them. I mean, they're smiling. If you can be just like them, if you can do just what they do, if you can just act like them, if I can be like them, if I can dress like them, if I can drink like them, if I can do this like them, listen to me. You are misunderstanding, young person. And if you're not careful, that may be your price. An adult woman, young adult woman, in our town, just ran off with an older man by about 30 years older than her. And it has broke our heart to watch her. We've seen some Facebook posts that she's put online, and she's put online, time with my kids tonight, can't wait to see him. That, listen to me, that doesn't make me think she's a good mom.
Right. No.
Do you understand me? I don't. When I look at that, I know that she's trying to portray to the world that I'm a good mom. Look, I'm not attacking her. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not mocking her this morning. If she was here, and we have, I would say, I'm praying for you. Amen. Do you know why that breaks my heart? Because she misunderstood the outcome of that situation.
Amen.
How many times? Pastor Ryan will tell you how many times that after 6, 8 months, couple of years, that spouse wants to come back and just say, you know what, I sure messed up. It wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be different. You know what you've done? You've misunderstood. Those misunderstandings may just be your price. How about this? How about that miscommunication? How about that? Eve, you'll be just like him. Eat this fruit.
That's the truth.
Hey, David's problem with Bathsheba ain't just that he was looking, lusting at a woman. Hey, The man. Man of God, let me say.
Amen.
The man of God got lazy.
Yep.
And when he should have been out at battle, when it was time for the kings to go to battle, guess what he did? He just hung around.
Right.
No big deal. And you know what he did to himself? He miscommunicated to himself. This is no big deal.
Right.
Won't be the end of the world. I know where the king should be, but I know where I'll go. Listen, you better be careful about those miscommunications. Your friends will look at you and say, we're gonna have fun. Don't fall asleep on me. Look here. Your friends will look at you and say, we're just gonna go have a little fun. Do you know how many adults in here right now can think back to the first time they smoked a joint? And if you just would have stayed home that night, it would have been different, because after that joint led into 15 and 20 and 25 years of drug addiction, because it didn't stop with the marijuana. And it was all just someone that looked at him and said, hey, you want to have a little fun tonight? Stay with me, young people. Look, I'm going somewhere, I promise. But you know what that is? That's miscommunication, and it's that person's price. My brother, in all the years of drug addiction and alcohol addiction that he's dealt with, living in Florida right now, trying to put the pieces of his life back together, 22 years burying himself in a bottle. Listen to me, running after every drug. 1990s, man, raves were big, and he would be in downtown D.C. just party after party and dealing drugs. And now he sits in Florida clean for the last couple of years. And I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
But if Greg stood here today, he'd look you in the face and say, I'm telling you right now, all those good times my friends promised me, it was all miscommunication. And he'd look at you and he'd say this. He'd say, it was my price. What's your price? What's your price going to be? Misunderstandings. Boy, we misunderstand.
Yep.
Miscommunications that happens. And I don't want to make light of this one. Because let me tell you what, teenagers, listen to me. A lot of you are in some tough spots. But you know what else a lot of times is this. I'm almost done with the introduction. I have two quick points. We'll go eat something. Nobody on this stage know what it is, but we'll eat something, I promise. Yeah, that's right. Is this, your price may just come based on miserable circumstances. Miserable circumstances. There's probably there's someone in here this morning. Can I tell you what? There's probably a pile of people in here that you're under miserable circumstances right now.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what. The Lord is doing something in your life right now. And I know you may not see it, and I would say this, that I'm sorry, and so many times, Brother Samson, I wish I could take the circumstances of some young people.
Yes, sir.
I wish that I could change them.
Yes, sir.
I wish that I could intervene. Right now, my pastor is bringing in his niece and his nephew, and they're probably going to have custody of them and raise them for the next couple of years. And as he's going through that, those two young people, 12, 11, and 13, I think, those two young people, they are in miserable circumstances. In and out the doors of DSS and having a dad step back into the scene that hasn't been around for years, and they are miserable. Listen to me. Don't let your miserable circumstances be your price. Don't let it be your price. Because God is going to bring you through that. And rather than destroying you, you will be better for Him. Don't let your miserable circumstances be your price, young person. Listen to me, rely on God. Stick with God. Stay with Him. Because I'm telling you right now, those miserable circumstances, God is going to use. But you know what ends up happening? A lot of young people, they start thinking, man, boy, God don't care about me. God could care less about me. God allows me to go through this. God created these situations. And young person, I'm here to tell you this, is that God will see you through that. And God will take those miserable circumstances. Listen to this. He'll take it. He'll make it something called a testimony.
Amen.
I praise the Lord that He can take these things and make them a testimony for Him and use Him. Michael Shane, 15 minutes before the service starts, find out he's running this service. Hadn't he done a good job this morning? He's done a phenomenal job this morning. And I'm not, listen to me, I'm not here to say anything in front of his mom, his sister, or him, but let me tell you what, he's been through some dark days. Well, I sure would like to be Michael Shane. He's got a lot of opportunities ahead of him. He picked me up at the airport when I was coming to do Brother George's funeral. He picked me up and we just talked about the ministry and what's next. His desire is God. Teenagers, look here. That is because through the dark days, Michael Shane didn't give up on God. Are you following me here? Those could have been his price. But this morning, you know where he is? He is up here preaching and doing something for God. I want to do something great for God. Then don't give up in your miserable circumstances. Don't give up. Don't give up in your miserable circumstances. 30 pieces of silver. Judas sold out God. What's yours? What's your price? Let me give you two things. Two things. I know that was three things in the introduction. Stay with me. Are you tired? Do you want to stand up again? No, no. I see, young lady. I'll make you stand up by yourself. How's that? All right. Two things. Number one, don't sell out the necessary things. Two things this morning. Don't sell out the necessary things. Matthew 6:8 says this, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of. Watch this. I love these next four words. Before ye ask Him. He already knows what you need. Teenagers, listen to me this morning. He already knows what you need. Can I tell you what is necessary? Listen, fellowship with, look here, look here, look here, look here, look here. Look at my face. Fellowship with God is necessary. How many of you girls would date a boy if he never spoke to you? Not much of a relationship there, am I right?
That's right.
Hey, those good looks that in a couple of years he's going to put on 25 pounds. His back ain't going to be quite so good. All of those things, you know what? Listen to me. Life comes along. All those things. You ain't going to just rely right now in those teenage years on that good-looking young man, girls. You know what? There's going to need to be some communication. Let me put it this way. There's going to need to be some relationship.
That's right.
And why is it as Christians we think that we can have zero relationship with God, but yet we come, watch, hey, we come to a meeting like this and we're like, nah, I haven't read my Bible in a month. I ain't said a prayer other than at supper in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And Brother Cody, I just don't know why God's not speaking to me.
Yeah.
You know why he's not speaking to you? Because you wouldn't recognize his voice if he spoke to you.
Yeah.
And look here, I know you think I'm being mean. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to convince you on this. I'm trying to convince you not to sell out the necessary things. You played your cell phone for 4 hours yesterday. You didn't spend 4 seconds in the Word of God.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
And I've been asking the Lord to speak to me in this meeting. Good, you should. I hope so.
Yeah.
But you should get a real dose of the I am this week so that you realize that he is the I am of a personal relationship. It will, hey, it'll never change. We'll still push you to that King James Bible. We'll still push you to prayer. We'll still push you to meetings. It's not going to change. Why are they always harping on the King James Bible? Why are they always telling us to read it? Why are they always telling us to pray? You know why? Because it's necessary.
Yes, sir.
And if you're not in that fellowship with God, let me tell you what you're doing. You are selling out. You are selling out. And you'll find your price soon enough. Soon enough. Let me tell you what. It is necessary to have fellowship with God. Necessary. And so many of us are not. I'm rolling. I've been about 8 minutes so far. Not just fellowship is necessary, but you know what else? Watch this. Fellowship with God is necessary, but fellowship with believers is necessary.
Yes, sir. It's the
right.
Truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Go ahead.
You may not realize it now, but teenagers, I'm telling you, look here. Look here. Trish and I will leave for Texas in just a couple of days. We got some stuff to do this week. We'll be in Burlington on Friday. We get back early Saturday morning, hop a plane to Texas for a week with our seniors. We'll be down there on their senior trip, and watch this. Look here. Those seniors right now, God's doing so much in their lives. Wednesday night, I was in an unbelievable teen service. We have a Wednesday night teen service. Our normal piano player, Kendall, she went and was singing with some of our young ladies at another meeting in town. And one of the young ladies in the youth group, 18, 19 years old, Robin said, hey, I'll do the special tonight, Brother Jason. I said, that'll be great. Kinley, our little baby girl, she was singing down in the main service. So I went up, I got the teen service rolling at 7 o'clock. And then me and Trish and the boys, my older sons, my three of them, we slipped down to the main service and we watched Kinley sing with her little pups class. And then we slip right back up to teen service. About the time that I had walked in, Robin had gone up to the piano. She sat down. She started to sing, It's Under the Blood. And after we had done a couple of testimonies and whatnot, we had had amazing youth rally last weekend. We were going to do some Bible quiz time and just rejoice in the Lord. Kind of have a loose service. Boy, God had different plans. I slipped in the back, and Brother Josh Jarrett, he's one of our youth workers, he had been doing a couple of things, and he slipped to the back where I was, and we were just waiting for Robin to be done. And you know what? One of our senior girls just got out of her seat. No one up, Brother Cody, no one up behind the pulpit, no, nothing. Just God stirring around in there. She just got up, went to the altar. Some of her senior friends came down and started praying with her. Teenager after teenager. Brother Josh looked at me and he said, huh, are we doing any Bible game night tonight? I said, probably not. And I just sat there, leaned up against the table, just watching what God did. Brother Samson, I'm for exhorting. I'm all about it.
Yeah, amen.
Man, if youth choir's up there singing, I'm going to get up and I'm going to push you.
Amen.
Man, we're going to have a good, I'm all for
amen.
It. But you know what? Brother Samson, it just went into God's in control now, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody working. Nobody's working this earth. I hollered from the back. Robin, keep singing. That's it. And God, and man, teenagers just coming down and coming down. And I, those seniors that we'll spend that week with in Texas next week, look, they're on fire for God. Same place our seniors were last year. Look, the senior class we graduated last year, unbelievable for God. Love God, on fire for God. Listen here. They've gotten out from underneath of that Christian school umbrella, and the spiritual attack that they are under right now, it would blow your mind. The devil has just come after them. And commonly, my office at the Christian school, there's a knock on that door.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's one of those seniors from last year.
Tell it.
You know what they say? Brother Jason, can I talk to you? Yeah. Brother Jason, can we sit down? Can we talk just a little bit? Man, I'm going through this. You say, why are they doing it? Because, can I say this? Fellowship with believers.
Amen. Amen.
You follow me? Look, teenagers. Fellowship with believers is necessary. And listen to me. You'll graduate. You'll graduate high school. You'll graduate. You'll jump into this thing called adulthood. And what ends up happening is very quickly the devil starts trying to drive wedges between you and people. And watch this. Let me get real clear. Driving wedges between you and the church.
Right. That's the truth.
And one common denominator amongst people that their price is, watch this. One common denominator is this, is they will break away from that fellowship with believers. As a matter of fact, they may be fellowshipping with those who, watch here, they may be fellowshipping with those who go to church, but they'll find the right crowd to run with. When they're cold, they find the cold crowd to run with. And I want you to know this. Your church is critical in your life.
Yeah. Amen.
Your church is critical in your life. When one of our young adults comes to me and says, Brother Jason, I've come through the youth group, man. I've seen God do so much. And now I've got a job offer where it'll take me out of church on Sunday mornings, maybe Sunday nights, maybe Wednesday night. Right there, I just start saying, you need to pray about that. You got to understand, down in the South, am I right, Brother Cody? Down in the South, that factory work. That factory work, they will work you to death. They'll pay you $12 an hour. Down South, that's good money. Let me tell you what, very quickly, it's, well, I'll be out of church on Sunday night and Wednesday night. That's just kind of the way my rotation goes with my shifts and whatnot. And very quickly, I start saying, look here. I know you think you got the world figured out. You're 19 years old. You're ready to get married. You're ready to have those babies. But if it's going to take you away from church, you know what I'm worried about with them? I'm worried that may just be their what? Their price. It's necessary. Fellowship with believers is necessary. At our church, we have a number of assistant pastors, and we have Brother Tony, our pastor. Can I tell you this? Listen to me. They are not just the staff of my church. They are my best friends.
Amen.
Brother Matt McDaniel texted me this morning praying for you. And when he says he's praying for me, I know Miss Miranda's praying for us as well. I know that.
Yeah.
I know Brother Charlie and Brother Aaron. I could just go. I keep going. Brother Roy, all of the assistant pastors at our church, they're all praying for me, and I believe that.
Amen.
They've become my best friends.
Amen.
Let me tell you what. Look here. Fellowship with believers is necessary. And if you don't want to sell out God, I'm just about done. You're doing so good. Stay with me. If you don't want to sell out God, listen to me. You've got to understand, don't sell out the necessary things. I'm going to have to go quick because I like this point. I can't hang with it. Second point is this, and I'm done. Don't sell out the better things. Don't sell out the better things. Can I say this? The benefits with God are better.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen.
Listen, yes, the benefits sir. With God are far better. I'm glad I'm with God this morning. I really am. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to get to the point in my life where I sell out the better things. The things that this world is offering ain't it, listen to me, doesn't pale in comparison to what God is trying to give you. Listen to me. The God that we serve has such better options for you. Listen to me. They should be viewed as the only option for you. Well, I'm still trying to weigh out if I'm going to serve God and if I'm going to sell out. Then you are missing out, because He is far better than anything this world has for you. And when you start taking the bait of this world, let me tell you what. You start to sell out God. Judas sold out for those 30 pieces of silver. By the time it was all said and done, that silver sat on the floor at the feet of the very men that gave it to him. And as he walked away, he said something like this. Wasn't worth it. Held a rope in his hand. Walked away from those men and said it wasn't worth it. Found a small tree and hung himself. Wasn't worth it. Can I tell you what? Listen to me. It's just better with God. It's look here. It's just better with God. And I understand that right now in your life, young person, this world is just, I mean, overdosing us with just so much of their impression of what the world should be. But I want you to know is we understand that the benefits with God are far better. Yeah. Listen, not just the benefits are better. You know what else is this? Is the battle is better. I'd rather be fighting this spiritual battle than fighting the battles that the world is fighting right now. Look here. The battle with God is far better. I'd rather be fighting these fights and it be called, watch this, a good fight of what? Faith. Because I'm putting my faith in Jesus Christ. I got Him to rely on. Do you understand me? Listen, the battle that we're fighting is a spiritual battle with eternal, watch this, with eternal benefits. 5 out of my 7 children are saved right now. They will spend eternity in heaven, us as a family. I'm already praying for Natalia. I'm already praying for Kinley. I believe they'll both get saved. And yes, do we fight? We absolutely fight. Amen. This is a better fight.
Amen.
What's your price? Look here, young person, what's your price? What's your price? Hey, mama, what's your price? Daddy, what's your price? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What is your price? 30 pieces of silver. One worth it for Judas. Neither will ours. Let's pray.